If you are not living intentionally, then you are unintentionally living your life, your one life, as someone else. And you don't need to understand any universal laws of attraction, law of assumption, backwards law, or what have you. You don't need to pray and seek God through reading the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, or any book of faith. You don't need to invest in consciousness via self-help, self-improvement, or self-health material to know this one truth, this one absolute truth for you and everyone listening. You are living. And since you are living, and regardless of your level of wisdom or ignorance, you are already following all universal law, faith, and conscious life improvement possibilities. The only question and the point here is whether it's intentional or unintentional, because your life is happening. And as your life is happening, the only truth you need outside of all the wisdom that the before mentioned possibilities I mentioned at the start offer is that we all have an environment. And that environment is speaking to us all day, even while we sleep. And when I say environment, because of how we are built and trained, it's likely the first place your mind went is to your external environment, what you can see, which we seem to naturally focus so highly on because it's so obvious and most influential. And part of that external environment, which is not just the physical environment we live and rest in, but it's also media, entertainment, news, etc. That environment is intentionally promoted to us at most at a fifth grade level, which is like stop and consider that. And this is, again, super persistent and highly influential, which then, if you live unintentionally, creates, persists, and influences our internal environment, which is how you think, how you feel, and how you behave, which is ultimately how you identify in life. And subsequently, how you are identified by life as it speaks back to you. And since the world is constantly speaking and you're constantly listening, watching, and paying attention, and you're living without intention, then you're walking around with someone else's agenda in your mind. And how you see this thing in your mind, if you haven't figured it out yet, is everything to how you identify with life. So let's just imagine that all of us as human beings sharing this experience we call life, we are all deep, 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 deep in the ocean water. We are essentially all in a flood, because life is life and we have to endure all the difficulties that come with it. And none of us, regardless of class, socioeconomic status, background, etc., none of us are immune from it. Most of us are in that water, feeling that flood with our heads barely above it. And not just barely above it. Some of us have to lean back just to be able to breathe, blinded by our own created troubles, unintentionally intentional. And the weight of life keeps us not just submerged in water, but while we struggle to breathe, we also feel like we're in a constant storm. And this shouldn't be. This should not be for anybody. You're not a robot. You're not a machine. The expression of life you seek for yourself, the spontaneity available to you to expand your possibilities, starts and always will be with you becoming intentional. Life will react to you in magical ways when you have intention. That is what all the laws teach you. You attract physical abundance when you take care of your physical vessel. You attract financial abundance when you immerse yourself in a vision for success. You manifest divine creation, which is all and everyone's God-given right, when you overflow your cup with spiritual wisdom and faith, belief. The secret to life and living and prospering is intention. And the euphoric success of winning at life and the consistency of intention and deliberate action towards self-fulfillment also comes with embracing the flood. And the flood of life that comes with our power of thinking, feeling, and self-consciousness breeds demons. Because there's a duality for all of life, hot and cold, light and dark, joy and sorrow. That is an intentional requirement for this experience. And so our greatest distraction, being unintentional with your fears, worry, and darkness, only feeds the beast that keeps you paralyzed, stagnant, and feeling hopeless. So I actually encourage you to invite those demons to your table. Have a conversation and appreciate what their intentions are. Understand and be deliberate with the temptations that life offers, because it's not just the perceived nature of breaking any laws or commandments that inflict physical, material, or external harm on your brethren, because we're all people and connected. We say that a lot. Rather, it's the unintentional internal existence that creates a self-image, an energy force of negligence that forces us to manifest hate by judging, critiquing, and envying our brethren who are in the same flood as us. So click off, click away, don't like, and choose to ignore this at your own internal peril, which is the greatest environment. For me, I know when I'm intentional with my thoughts, I'm intentional with my feelings, which makes me intentional with my actions and behaviors, which creates an intentional identity. And when I do that, I can truly be intentional with following all universal laws, God, and consciousness. By truly letting go, truly embracing acceptance, and embracing the intended spontaneity that life offers all of us. Because living intentionally allows you to be best prepared for the truly unintentional that happens to all of us in life. Change your mind, change your life. I am who I say I am. Stay rich.